You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. Every month, we check in with Allison Green from Ask a Manager. She answers all of your work-life questions, standard ones like how to write a good resume, or the somewhat bananas ones from her blog, like what to do after you've bitten a coworker. Seriously, you should read it. Now, Allison has a book of advice. It's called Ask a Manager, How to Navigate Clueless Colleagues, Lunch-Stealing Bosses, and the Rest of Your Life at Work. Allison, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so now we've got the book, but can you kind of rewind a little bit? Obviously, we know you on the show, but tell us a little bit about how you started writing workplace advice columns in the first place.
I was working as the chief of staff for a nonprofit organization, and I kept seeing signs that employees and job seekers would benefit so much from getting more of an understanding of how managers think. And I found that there were a lot of career advice websites out there, but I didn't see anyone giving advice from the perspective of a manager, someone who would say, okay, here's what your manager or your interviewer is thinking when you say X, or here's what your boss means when she says Y. And I felt like that approach could be helpful to you. Honestly, I thought I would write the blog for a few months, no one would read it, and that would be the end of it. But it turned out I think there's a real hunger out there for help figuring out how to navigate more nuanced workplace situations. You know, there's a lot of places to go to get advice on, like, how do I write a cover letter or how do I negotiate salary? But it's turned out my bread and butter at Ask a Manager has really been the stuff that's like, my coworker keeps hugging me and I want her to stop. Or how do I come back after being noticeably drunk at the office party? That kind of more nuanced, specific stuff is what I think has really driven the site.
Yeah, I mean, the site and the book are really about navigating interpersonal relationships. And I guess one thing I'm curious about is, you know, a lot of these are behaviors that we know how to handle in any other context. What makes people freeze up about trying to figure them out at work?
I think most people are pretty uncomfortable with conflict in general, but it's especially true at work because your livelihood depends on maintaining pretty good relationships with people, and having tension can make your day-to-day quality of life pretty difficult. And I think, too, when people have a conversation that feels like it could be awkward, when they picture it in their heads, for some reason, the version that we imagine is much more awkward and adversarial than it really needs to be. And that's something that I really try to focus on at Ask a Manager, both in the book and on the website, is saying, no, there's this other way that you can approach it. There's language you can use that you can probably imagine yourself saying, and it's not going to feel horrible, and it's not going to cause you weeks of awkwardness afterward.
Right. Well, I want to get into then this idea of focusing on tone. Tell me a little bit about how important tone is at work and why you focused on it.
Tone is almost everything, I think. So often, especially when people wait a long time to address the situation because they don't want to do it, by the time they finally do, at that point, their frustration has built up. And so the tone comes out kind of irritated or hostile or just more adversarial than would be ideal. So what I say is try to use a tone that's really similar to the same one that you would use to raise any other work-related problem. So if you think of the tone that you would use to say, hey, I'm having trouble with this software, or the printer isn't doing what I want, can you help me figure this out? That kind of just very matter-of-fact, collaborative, let's solve this problem together tone. That's the tone that you want.
One of the things that comes up again and again is talking to the boss. Are there, do you think, time-tested strategies in how to do that and also how to remain calm?
Yeah, I think so. One is to try to emotionally detach. People tend to get pretty worked up emotionally a lot of the time when they're talking to their boss about something important. And that's understandable. I mean, your livelihood is at stake. This is someone who has a lot of power over your work life and your day-to-day quality of life. But the more that you can approach it from an emotionally detached place and keep your ego out of it, the more likely you are to get the outcome you want. So if your boss is giving you some critical feedback and it's making you feel kind of defensive, you're not so likely to process what she's really saying. But if you are able to stay calm and kind of emotionally disconnect from it, you can ask for more information, you can hear more about what she thinks, you can share what you think, And you're likely to respond in a way that reflects better on you and is more productive.
And when you're the boss, how do you stay in the right dynamic?
Yeah, I think the big thing for managers is that to realize that the kindest thing that you can do for your employees is to be very, very clear. You know, you're going to have tough conversations as a boss. You're going to have to give feedback. You're going to have to deliver bad news. And sometimes in an effort to be kind, managers will sugarcoat or they'll hide the message or they'll hint. And it's not kind. It's actually unkind, because if you're anything other than straightforward, especially when there's something you need someone to change about what they're doing, there's a risk that the person will come out of that conversation having missed the most important parts of the message. And if you want them to succeed at work, I mean, this is, they need to hear your feedback. They need to know what you think of their performance and what, if anything, you want them to be doing differently, because it will affect everything from their assignments to their performance reviews to the type of raises they get, even potentially to whether they're able to stay in that job. So they deserve to hear the truth. And it's kind to let someone know, here's what success will look like.
You have a whole section here talking about a lot of difficult issues that you and I have talked about over the past 6 months. Sexual harassment, offensive jokes, racist remarks, unwanted touching. Walk me through how you sort of advise people on how to handle different things like this.
Yeah, that's a category where speaking up is really important and not optional. With most of the other topics that I cover in the book and on the website, it's generally up to you if you want to speak up or not. But when it's something like harassment or discrimination or unwanted touching or bigoted remarks, you do have to say something. Even if you think to yourself, well, I'm willing to put up with this for other reasons, even though I don't like it, you still really should speak up, because this might be a pattern of behavior that the person is also doing to or around other people. There's also liability to your employer if this stuff is going on and no one is reporting it. You can say something in the moment to the person. You can say, please stop doing that. That's unwelcome. If you're not comfortable saying that, and many times people aren't, then talk to your boss or talk to HR.
Allison Green is now the author of Ask a Manager, How to Navigate Clueless Colleagues, Lunch-Stealing Bosses, and the Rest of Your Life at Work. Allison, thank you.
Thank you.
For more tips from Allison Green, check out our Ask a Manager series. Just go to marketplace.org.